Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman tomorrow. India says it has consistently supported free, fair and inclusive elections in Bangladesh and never allowed its territory to be used for hostile activities. 12 people, including a shooter, killed in a terror attack targeting Jewish community in Sydney, Australia. Prime Minister Modi and several world leaders condemned the attack. India lifts its maiden squash World Cup, defeating top-seeded Hong Kong in Chennai. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Pakistan by 90 runs in a group match in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan from tomorrow at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Oman. More from our West Asia correspondent.
India and Jordan continue to strengthen their bilateral partnership marked by mutual trust, goodwill and sustained high-level engagement across political, economic and defence sectors. The relationship has been renewed momentum in recent years, supported by close understanding at the leadership level. Since King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein's visit to India in 2018, two leaders have met four times, most recently on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy in June 2024, and have remained in regular telephonic contact, reflecting the growing strategic depth of ties between the two countries in West Asia. Jordan is home to a vibrant Indian diaspora of over 17,500 people employed across textiles, construction, manufacturing and other sectors. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Amman.
India has categorically rejected assertions made by the interim government of Bangladesh, saying New Delhi has consistently supported free, fair and inclusive elections in the neighbouring country and has never allowed its territory to be used for activities hostile to the interests of the Bangladeshi people. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement today, said that India expects that the interim government of Bangladesh will take all necessary measures for ensuring internal law and order for the purpose of holding peaceful elections. In Hong Kong, its last major opposition party, the Democratic Party, disbanded today after a vote by its members, marking the culmination of Chinese pressure on the city's remaining liberal voices in a years-long security crackdown. The party has been Hong Kong's flagship opposition since its founding 3 years before the financial hub's return to Chinese rule from Britain in 1997. It used to sweep citywide legislative elections and pushed China on democratic reforms and upholding freedom. After a general meeting, Chairman Lo Kin Hai told the media that today the members of the Democratic Party voted to disband the party and enter liquidation. The vote to disband comes just a week after Hong Kong held a Patriots-only Legislative Council election. In Thailand, a civilian death was reported for the first time in its newly reignited border conflict with Cambodia today. Thai government spokesperson condemned Cambodia for deliberately firing into civilian areas, saying that such an action was cruel and inhumane. Meanwhile, Thailand's military today announced the imposition of a curfew in parts of Trat province, citing the ongoing situation along the border areas. Earlier on Friday, US President Trump announced that the two countries had agreed to renew the ceasefire, but Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charniwirakul denied making any commitment and Cambodia announced it was continuing to fight in self-defense. In Pakistan, three terrorists associated with the banned terror outfit Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan were killed in an intelligence-based operation in northwest restive Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The operation was conducted in the area close to the Pak-Afghan border in Bajaur district after the reported presence of the terrorists. Israel announced that it had killed the head of weapons production in Hamas's military wing in a strike in the Gaza Strip yesterday. The Israeli army said that only one strike was conducted in the area, which killed the top Hamas figure, Raad Saad. Israeli army said that Saad was the head of the weapons production headquarters of Hamas's military wing and had led the group's force build-up. In a joint statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz described Saad as one of the architects of the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel that sparked the war in Gaza. This is Akashvani. You are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Australia, 12 people, including one shooter, have been killed in an attack at Sydney's Bondi Beach today in what has been declared a terrorist incident. The attack took place on the first day of the Jewish festival Hanukkah. The second shooter is in police custody and is in a critical condition. 29 people have been injured, including two police officers. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the incident both shocking and distressing. In a televised address, he called it a targeted attack on Australians on a day which should be a day of joy.
An attack on Jewish Australians is an attack on every Australian. There is no place for this hate, violence and terrorism in our nation. Let me be clear, we will eradicate it. Amidst this vile act of violence and hate will emerge a moment of national unity, where Australians across the board will embrace their fellow Australians of Jewish faith.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar called the incident the result of an anti-Semitic rampage in the streets of Australia over the past 2 years. Leaders of the world, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, have strongly condemned the attack. Prime Minister Modi said, "India stands in solidarity with the people of Australia in this hour of grief." Mr. Modi added that India has zero tolerance towards terrorism and supports the fight against all forms and manifestation of terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner arrived in Berlin for another round of talks today intended to secure a deal to end the war in Ukraine. In an address to the nation last evening, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Ukrainian, U.S. and European officials will hold a series of meetings in Berlin in the coming days. Washington has tried for months to navigate the demands of each side as it presses for a swift end to Russia's war and grows increasingly exasperated by delays. In South Korea, a special counsel team will announce the results of its months-long investigation tomorrow. The investigation focused on insurrection charges related to former President Yoon Suk Yeol's brief imposition of martial law. Officials have said that over the past 6 months, the team has indicted Yoon and 23 others for their alleged roles in the December 2024 martial law and has worked with military prosecutors to indict three additional military officials. In squash, India defeated the top-seeded Hong Kong to win the Squash World Cup for the first time. The host crushed Hong Kong 3-0 in the summit clash in Chennai this evening. Joshna Chinnappa gave India a winning start after she defeated world-ranked 37 Lee Ka Yi 3-1, while India's top-ranked men's squash player at world number 29 Abhay Singh thrashed Alex Law 3-0. In the Under-19 Asia Cup Cricket 2025, India defeated Pakistan by 90 runs at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai this evening. Chasing the target of 241 set by India, Pakistan were all out for 150 runs in 41.2 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman tomorrow. India says it has consistently supported free, fair and inclusive elections in Bangladesh and never allowed its territory to be used for hostile activities. 12 people, including a shooter, killed in a terror attack targeting Jewish community in Sydney, Australia. Prime Minister Modi and several world leaders condemned the attack. India lifted its maiden squash World Cup, defeating top-seeded Hong Kong in Chennai. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Pakistan by 90 runs in a group match in Dubai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.